fortune. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the Garden of Eden, never grow up and never grow. From believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow old. Another rebel in the great white.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, the President and First Lady in the UK for an unprecedented second state visit. They took a horse-drawn carriage ride around the grounds of Windsor Castle with the King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales. Tomorrow, the President will meet with the Prime Minister on economic issues. The man accused of murdering Charlie Kirk in court on Thursday. With more on what prosecutors said, ABC's Matt Gutman.
They have, they say, incriminating text messages in which he essentially confesses to the murder. They have an additional alleged confession, a note that he left under his keyboard and told his roommate slash romantic partner to go check out. And they have the family telling them that, yes, Tyler Robinson confessed to them, and that's why he turned himself in.
All eyes on the Federal Reserve at the conclusion of its two-day meeting today. It's expected to lower interest rates by at least a quarter point. This is ABC News. On Capitol Hill today, fired CDC Director Susan Menarez, who has said publicly she was dismissed for refusing to fire employees who were at odds with Health Secretary Robert Kennedy and for not rubber stamping recommendations that she disagreed with. A man hiking alone at Yellowstone, lucky to be alive. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
A 29-year-old man was hiking a trail in Yellowstone when park rangers say he encountered a bear. He thought it was a black bear, but rangers say based on the size, location, and behavior of the bear, it was very likely a grizzly. He tried to deploy bear spray when he made contact with the animal. He ended up with significant injuries to his chest and arm. National Park Service medics got to him. Rangers say it was a defensive reaction by the bear because it was surprised by the encounter. The Park Service will try to use DNA to confirm the type of bear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Park officials say it's the first Yellowstone bear injury since May of 2021. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. More vaccine news in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulotz has more.
Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order directing the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to use every lever and take every action available to ensure Wisconsinites can access safe, effective vaccines. The governor's executive order directs DHS to continually monitor and review immunization recommendations, issue guidance on the COVID-19 vaccine, determine whether any additional measures may be necessary to provide clarity and guidance on other routine vaccines, and directs the chief medical officers to issue a standing order to allow and enable Wisconsinites to take steps to keep themselves and their families safe by getting a vaccine at local pharmacies.
Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On September 16th, at approximately 10:20 a.m., the Ashland-Bayfield County Emergency Operations Center received multiple 911 calls reporting a single vehicle crash on State Highway 13 near Amser Road in the township of Chippewa. Emergency services, including the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, Butternut Fire Department, Glidden Fire Department, and Park Falls Ambulance Service, were promptly dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders discovered the operator and sole occupant of the vehicle tragically deceased. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Ashland County Highway Department also assisted at the scene to ensure the safety of the surrounding area. The circumstances of the crash are currently under investigation by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office in conjunction with the Ashland County Coroner's Office. The identity of the deceased operator is being withheld at this time, pending notification of family members. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office extends its sincere condolences to the family and friends affected by this incident. They encourage the public to exercise caution while traveling in the area and to keep the victim's loved ones in their thoughts during this difficult time. Monday, October 6th, from 4 to 5 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's a Lego Building Club. This is open for children, first grade and up, and is once again taking place Monday, October 6th from 4 to 5 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Governor Tony Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week with a visit to a Wausau brewery. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
This week is the 7th annual National Clean Energy Week in Wisconsin. In 2019, Governor Tony Evers penned a proclamation outlining a clean energy goal for Wisconsin. It aims to make statewide energy consumption 100% carbon-free by 2050. Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week on Monday at a downtown Wausau restaurant. Evers toured the basement and brewing area at the Red Eye Brewing Company. The restaurant features a wood-burning oven and is the first brewery in the state to use a solar thermal hot water system. Owners Brett Danke and Kevin Eichelberger showed Evers how solar panels heat the water used to make their small-batch beer. The governor said his visit was to thank the owners for being sustainably conscious.
They're doing everything they can to keep costs down and also be good to the environment.
And added he's pleased to see their success.
The interesting thing for me is that they've been doing it for a long time. When they first, from the day they opened the door here, they've been doing things around, you know, making sure that their energy is cheaper and more appropriately solar.
The visit comes as two Republican state legislators announced a proposal this week that would allow community solar programs in Wisconsin. State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Scott Krug of Rome introduced the bill to tackle rising utility bills. Under the legislation, electric customers could subscribe to a community solar facility and receive credits on their electricity bill for using renewable energy. Evers says increasing access to solar power options could be beneficial for Wisconsin, but he doesn't know if he'll sign the bill until it reaches his desk. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Minocqua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Minocqua Chevrolet. Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels scoring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddie Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory. The magic number now 7 to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A recent story in Wisconsin Outdoor News shared details on the passing of two hardworking Badger State conservationists. I'll tell you more about the work of Carl Batha and Carol Murphy when we return. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Writing in the most recent edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News, Tim Isley reported on the passing of two hardworking conservationists this past August, Carl Batha, age 78, and Carol Murphy, age 64. Carl Batha of Platteville retired from the Department of Natural Resources as a wildlife ecologist. He originally worked for the Missouri Conservation Department, then came to work for our DNR in 1972. He worked for the agency for 36 years, helping to restore turkeys to the Badger State in the early 1970s. He also helped form the Wisconsin Student Hunter Project at UW-Madison and participated in field training exercises for the Conservation Leaders for Tomorrow program. Carol Murphy of Dodgeville was president of the Harry and Laura Knorr chapter of Trout Unlimited. She shared her passion for conservation and fly fishing with countless others. She's remembered for getting a new generation of women active in trout fishing and in leadership roles at Trout Unlimited chapters. Rest in peace to these two Wisconsin conservation leaders. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Northwoods weather. We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
98 Q Country. Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due. A boy just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys, always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do, I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo.
the make of TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
God, I no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
It's 8:17. We got another edition of Reality Radio to come your way. Some good local stuff we'll talk about. Our monthly visit with the folks from Embrace will join us. The Christ the Servant Church has kind of a cool event, a bed making and a nice event going on this weekend, fundraisers. So we'll talk with folks involved with that. Get some birthdays. If you got a birthday, give us a call, 715-762-3221. Well, every couple of weeks, we get Craig in here from Bader Sports Center. Talk a little outdoors. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
You know, it's, we've had quite a fluctuation of weather since we talked to you 2 weeks ago. We went from an almost snowstorm now to, oh my God, turn on the central air.
Right, yeah. calendar says it's mid-September. It looks like mid-September, but
yeah,
boy, it feels like August right now, and last week it was October. So
we had that one night, it poured rain one night, and it dropped to like 39 degrees. And I told my wife, I said, you know how close we were to having a couple inches of snow in early September? We were pretty close.
Right.
Pretty close. But some warmer weather now. People are out and about moving. We got some hunting seasons going, and the bow season, that is front and center right now, right?
Right now it is. Again, the weather is kind of screwing things up for a lot of guys. It's too warm, but it is okay to be out there and try and get that big one.
Yeah, that's tromping through the woods in this weather is, you got to have some water, bottled water with you and all that good stuff. And trying to keep the scent away from the deer, I'm sure, is almost impossible when you're sweating a bucket, right?
Right, right. And the mosquitoes. Oh, man, the mosquitoes have decided it's summer again, so.
Yeah, they came back, didn't they? Yeah.
Yes, they did.
And the gnats, the swirling Zoom of gnats or whatever you call it, they're having fun too. So
yeah, I was out mowing the lawn the other day, and I think I ate about 10 pounds of them. So.
Well, the bow season is going, and you guys have a full-time bow tech down there at Bader's, right?
Yes, we do, and we've been getting quite a few bows in. People are getting them tuned up for the archery season. Strings replaced, cables replaced. And we do have a new line of bows in down there, Bear Archery compound bows down there. Cody's got those all set up and ready to roll, so come on down, take a look at those. Shoot one at our indoor range, just get the feel of it. Any of the crossbows that we have hanging there, welcome to take a shot or two with those to see how they feel, see if nice. One might make its way to your arsenal at home.
Sure, and if you've got a bow that needs to be tuned up or whatever it may be. It's always a good idea every year or two, or I don't know how often, to just to get that thing all tuned
well,
up, right?
Well, normal maintenance, I would recommend at least getting your bow checked out once a year. Most of the crossbow manufacturers, depending on how much you shoot it, recommend getting the strings and cables replaced every other year, if not sooner. But bring your bow in. We can check it over and just let you know if it needs anything or needs nothing, all good to go. Or if you just want to get your bow tuned up, Cody can take care of that for you. And he's been turning them around pretty quickly. We did have a part-time bow tech in there for a while. Unfortunately, we'd get four or five bows in, and it wasn't real timely. Kurt did a really, really good job on doing that, but he had another job he had to do. So now we got a full-time bow tech in there, and we can turn things around really quickly.
Cody the Bow Wizard, we'll call him, right?
Yep. Yeah. He is. He's very, very good at it.
If you love to bow hunt and want to talk bows, Cody's the guy to do it and get your bow, whether you're buying one or fixing it up, whatever it may be down there. And the deer season is underway, right?
Correct.
The deer bow season.
It opened this past Saturday. We've had a few guys come in complaining about the heat. I worked over the weekend, and a lot of guys will go out early in the morning when it's a little bit cool and the bugs aren't quite so bad, but it's a little warm out there.
Yeah, cool off a little bit this weekend if you can get out in the morning. Daytime's still going to be 60s, 70s, something like that. Not too bad.
Well, they're talking 80 today, and it's ugh.
Yeah, today, we're going to see some storms and stuff. The humidity last night, you could just feel it.
Yes.
Just building in. So if you be patient, the weekend should be a little bit better. Not only the deer season with the bows going, we have grouse season's open
grouse
too, right?
Grouse season opened this past Saturday too. Had a few guys come in over the weekend, and they're not finding a whole lot of birds out there. Not sure if they're hunting in the right places, but right now I'm seeing them out by my house near the swamps, near water. So if that's a hint for anybody, try low-lying areas, creek bottoms, river bottoms, that kind of thing. You'll probably find some birds in there.
Yeah, I think I saw a couple on the side of the road. Usually grouse are ones that you don't see much, don't you, unless you go back. They don't hang around by the roads too much, do they?
In the evenings they will. They'll come out and peck away at the gravel there, get it into their crop to help digest all the plant material.
Sure. Rabbits, you don't have to look for those because they're right there in their backyard. The rabbits are everywhere, aren't they?
Man, they are everywhere this year. And a lot of people I've talked to, they're getting sick of them. I know I got the air rifle out. That's pretty well tuned in. I don't want to get the 22 out just yet. But
So the rabbit season is open, as Elmer Fudd would say. It's rabbit hunting season.
Yeah, be very quiet.
Yes, and there's a lot of them out there. I can't remember in the house that my wife and I have lived in here in Park Falls for 9 years. Every single morning I went out, and there was at least one or two, and one was big. Big rabbit, and the little ones, they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It drives my dog nuts, but it's good for him. He gets out to run.
Yeah. So. Well, what else do we have going on in store there at Bader's?
Well, we've got our deer blinds and ladder stands from River's Edge and Barnett still on sale. So if you're looking to finalize your plans to get out in the woods, get a stand set up, we can definitely help you there. You can save 20% on all that stuff. Sale is limited to in-stock inventory, but we've got a pretty good selection out there. Ground blinds and one- and two-man ladder stands, some hang-on stands. Pretty much what you need to get out there and go after that big one.
All right. Very good. So BaderSportsCenter.com is a website to check out all the stuff going on too, right?
Right. And then our Facebook page, again, Kim is doing a real good job keeping everybody posted on new updates, flash sales, if you want to call them that. If we decide we want to put something on sale, check out the Facebook page. We'll get you updated there. There are still bonus tags available, mostly for private land. up here if anybody's still interested in those. Cost for a resident is $12. You can buy one per day. We still got a pretty good number of those that are still available.
All right, and the Facebook page, always a great place to follow because lots of sales and flash sales and stuff like that going on there, right?
Right, right.
All right.
Well, just and just stop in. We're happy to talk anything outdoors with you, whether it be hunting or fishing. We still got some good selection of fishing gear if anybody decides they want to be outdoors but don't want to go out in the bug-infested woods right now. Still got some good deals on fishing stuff.
All right, very good. So Bader Sports Center, check them out, BaderSportsCenter.com. On the Facebook, too, right there next to Pick and Save, Highway 13 in Phillips. It's hunting season.
Hunting season, and it's easy to get into the store now that the road destruction is all done. All so right. Got her all set up.
It's a smooth ride in Price County on Highway 13 right now.
Absolutely.
From north to south, it's a nice ride right now.
Yep.
All right, Craig, good to see you.
Good seeing you.
We'll see you in a couple weeks. Craig from Bader Sports Center joining us here on Reality Radio. It is 8:26. And for some of you who may at some point this morning maybe lose some of our signal because of some tower work going on, you can always, we're on the website. That'll stay on there at 98qcountry.com and on the Civic Media app. We will live on there also this morning.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Again, I just want to mention to everyone that they're doing some work out at our tower site outside of Fifield. So our signal will continue at 98qcountry.com if it's interrupted for you. And also, you can listen on your phone on the Civic Media app. So if you're listening on a radio and if something happens here in the next hour or so and you're like, what happened? That's what's going on. They're climbing the tower out there, and we have to power down a little bit and hopefully not much more than that. So we are at 98qcountry.com. That'll stay. And we are on the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Just want to let you guys know about that. We have some birthdays to get to, and we'll get to that after our twice an hour news and sports on Reality Radio at 8:28.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, the president and first lady in the UK for an unprecedented second state visit. They took a horse-drawn carriage ride around the grounds of Windsor Castle with the King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales. Tomorrow, the president will meet with the Prime Minister on economic issues. The man accused of murdering Charlie Kirk in court on Thursday. With more on what prosecutors said, ABC's Matt Gutman.
They have, they say, incriminating text messages in which he essentially confesses to the murder. They have an additional alleged confession, a note that he left under his keyboard and told his roommate slash romantic partner to go check out. And they have the family telling them that, yes, Tyler Robinson confessed to them, and that's why he turned himself in.
All eyes on the Federal Reserve at the conclusion of its two-day meeting today. It's expected to lower interest rates by at least a quarter point. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. For those of you wanting to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but worried that you might need to get a prescription for it, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to inform you that, as directed by Governor Tony Evers, the Department of Health Services has issued a statewide standing medical order that allows most Wisconsinites who want the COVID-19 vaccine to be able to get it at pharmacies across the state without a prescription. You can find details at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, September 18th at 1 p.m., there's a homeschool and virtual learning collective over at the Phillips Public Library. This is your opportunity to connect with other homeschool and virtual learning families, share resources, support each other, and enjoy a collaborative learning environment. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, September 18th at 1 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Members of the legislature are considering their own security, Savannah Tomi Olson reports.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels squaring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddie Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory, the magic number now 7, to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
Let's go. All right, more of Reality Radio here on 98Q Country. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a jump in our system there. And again, we're having some tower work done out in our tower site west of Fifield. So for some reason, we power down a little bit and you lose us on air. We are at 98QCountry.com and we are on the Civic Media app. Also, we're going to talk about a special event in just a moment going on at Christ the Servant Church this weekend. But first, it's a monthly segment that we're going to start today. And we have Keith Crispell, who is the superintendent, the district administrator there at the Prentice School, joining us, and will join us monthly here moving forward at this time, the second, third, or whatever Tuesday, Wednesday it is of the month here. Keith, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and this will be a monthly visit. It's a chance for us to get people updated on some of the things happening at the Prentice School, Keith, because there has been a lot of changes in the Prentice School over the last several years with the remodeling and a few years back, and a lot of changes. So it's been an exciting time the last few years at the Prentice School District. Is that a good way to put that?
I think you summed it all up. Man, you don't even need me. You've got it all covered there.
But there's been expansion and all kinds of stuff going on at the school. So give us a little update on kind of the of some of the, maybe people haven't been to the Prentice School in a while, and some of the changes there in the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Back in 2018, I believe, there was a capital referendum that was passed before I got here to expand or remodel part of our school. So we have a additional wing now created that was opened up in 2019, elementary wing, a fantastic addition for our school, really kind of helped secure things up with classroom space, office space, as well as updating, you know, our pipes, our electrical, heating and cooling, which is all stuff that needs to be maintained and looked at every few years. So, like, with that, it's been a really nice addition. We got rid of what was referred to as the 38 building, I believe, which was built back then, which, you know, those buildings kind of have a lot of that nasty stuff with the asbestos and things of that nature that nobody needs to be around. So kind of a good win-win for everybody.
Yeah, a lot of updates to the buildings. And now I understand there's efforts made to some of the surrounding outside athletic parts of Prentice, too, that are being kind of worked on, updating that, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just like I think we finished up. 2 weekends ago, we had some striping crews come in. They painted the lines on our track, our new athletic track. It's my understanding that our school has not had a functioning athletic track in like 10 years, so this was just huge, and it was a great segment for the school to have, and it funded by a lot of foundations, businesses, corporations, grants, all that stuff played a huge role into making this project what it is right now, a completed project. And we're excited about being able to have track practices in the spring that we could actually practice on a facility, mm-hmm. and eventually get to a point where we can host some events. It'd be a big boost for our community, economic-wise, getting a lot of people and places in place, and just we are so excited and so grateful for the community support and everybody that was involved. It was something that was started before I got here, and I just kind of came in and helped kind of get things going and cleaned up and finished up. So it's just fantastic.
And not only addition to the school, but to the community, the whole community.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Because it's used,
It's got the, so it's WIA certified, which means it has the right amount of lanes. It has a rubberized texture surface, which is something that we have community members that come in and walk, and some members, you know, may have a little arthritic knees or knee replacements or something like that. So this is a great surface for them to walk on. We'll have schedules put up for them so that they can utilize the track when our FIAD classes aren't using them, and throughout the day they just need to sign up. And we'll get everything kind of situated for them. I want to have some sort of grand ribbon-cutting ceremony here in the not-too-distant future before the snow starts flying, mm-hmm. and then we can really kick things off.
All right, fantastic. Well, let's talk about the scholastic side a little bit, because it has been a challenge the last, 10, 20 years, maybe more than that, for small-town schools. And I'm sure you've seen that with Prentice and many other schools, too. The changing atmosphere of how we educate our kids and using virtual and all that stuff. So kind of give an update on folks on how, Prentice is adapting to some of those ongoing changes for small rural schools.
Yeah, there's nothing that is just exclusive to Prentice. It's statewide. You know, enrollment issues overall, there's declining enrollment in a lot of schools. Last year we saw a little spike, a 5.5% increase. This year we're kind of fluctuating. I just have one that I just saw this morning enroll right now, so they'll be coming and going throughout. But, you know, with the enrollment comes funding. With the funding comes, can we get the right people, curriculums in place? And we're trying to meet with all these mandates and things that are coming down the pike, and like Act 20 is a new one, which is basically the science of reading. Nothing wrong with that. It's something that's been looked at for a long time. Top educators throughout the state have kind of put a lot of effort into this, and they say this is probably the best way, But when it comes to changing ways, you need to get the training in there. And so that's kind of a stage that a lot of schools, including Prentice, are at right now. We have dedicated times on not every Friday, but we have a few Fridays throughout our year that we have kind of designated to allow our elementary teachers, because it's more of a K-3 initiative, that they need to get some training in the hours, and it's just time-consuming, and we are trying to do everything that we can to make sure that we get that rolled out in a timely manner.
All right. Well, let's take a moment. Anything upcoming here that you want to talk about a little bit? I know fall is always a special time. You throw some homecoming in there with volleyball and football, so anything coming up here in the next few weeks we want to mention for the folks?
Oh, absolutely. Next week, we're going to be kicking off our homecoming. We'll have, and that's when we have a Friday off for our elementary, so we're going to have the Friday football game, I believe, against Rib Lake, and then we'll have our parade on Thursday, so our elementary can participate in that. If there are any people interested in businesses interested in being the parade, contact the school. I know it's kind of a short notice, but we would love to have that happen like we've done in the past. We've got some exciting teams action going on with cross country, and our volleyball team is looking good as usual. Middle school and high school football, they're getting used to their eight-man team format, which is always interesting to kind of transition from 11 to 8, and that's kind of been going good.
Yeah, the co-op was nice, but with Rib Lake for a while there, but to have your own football team now, that's kind of special again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've really appreciated, you know, having the fans come out, and you know, our numbers are tight, but it's just enough, and then we can get some participation going. That's always a plus. It would be nice to have some of these. I see some schools, they have a squad that they can actually scrimmage against each other. It's like, ooh, that'd be nice to have that. But at least we have eight on one side, and that's always the goal, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. People can always go to prentice.k12.wi.us for updates on the Prentice School District and things that are going on there. But we thank you for taking time to join us. We look forward to a monthly update just to keep people updated on what's happening at our area schools here in Price County and surrounding. So anything else, Keith, we missed that you wanted to throw in there?
Yeah, sure. Before we get off here, we've got some community connections I'd really like to emphasize that we do every year. So we'll once again be doing some fall community service days for our community members, which can entail some leaf raking, yard work, firewood stacking, any small repair jobs to help folks get ready for winter. We are preliminary planning a time in early mid-October here. So if there's any Prentice School District community members are in need of assistance, they can give the school a call and be placed on our list. Our number is 715-428-2811, and one of our fantastic administrative assistants will get you taken care of.
All right.
We do have a continuing on with our Senior Citizens Breakfast, Thursday of the month, 9 o'clock as always. And this year I'll have my advanced food class help out with the meals, and the only thing I ask my new face teachers that they should be addressing you as yes, chef. So hopefully they'll make some. I think egg bake is on the menu for this Thursday, which is tomorrow on the 18th.
All right. Very good. And the Power of Positive Students, big rummage sale coming up, too, in a couple of weeks,
yes,
right?
Yes. I've got some people over there right now getting things sorted out, and that should be happening real soon.
Yeah, the 25th to the 27th, and again, October 2nd through the 4th. At the Lions Pavilion right there by the school, 8 to 5 on those days. Lots of good stuff in there. All right,
exactly.
Keith, thank you so much. We look forward to chatting with you each month to get us updated on what's going on in Prentice School District. Thank you much, Keith.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. Keith Crispell, who is the district administrator there for Prentice, and he'll join us. What is today, the 3rd? There was some confusion. The 3rd Wednesday of each month at 8:30, you'll join us for an update on the Prentice schools.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
All right, it's 8:44, and we're talking about a big event coming up this Saturday at Christ the Servant Church. And we have with us Beth Beth Melvold and Jan Clark, who are going to talk about the stuff going on this week. So hello to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Both of you got to experience the confusion of what a morning show is sometimes. And you got
like
all
a
that.
Household.
Yeah, yeah, like a household. There you go. So talk about what we have going on at Christ the Servant Church. We have a bed building and all fun stuff going on. So give us a little bit of what's going to happen here Saturday.
Coming up this Saturday from 9 to 10 o'clock, we're going to have a tent set up outside so that if the weather's permitting, we're going to have the Breaking Chains Praise Band out of Milwaukee is coming and going to lead us with some song and worship service. And then from 10 to 12:30, we're going to be doing some bed building with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And then at 12:30, we're going to have good food and gather that way. And so just a morning of getting together and using our skills and or lack of skills and just having a good time and putting together some beds. So
and this has been kind of an ongoing relationship with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, right?
Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a national organization,
right.
And we've started a chapter here in Park Falls 2 years ago. And so far, we've delivered probably close to 50 beds in the area. And it is not associated necessarily with a church or Christ the Servant or whatever, although the membership and Pastor Gwen at Christ the Servant have been very, very supportive.
Yeah.
And so just chose this opportunity to get together and do a little more building. We've done, earlier this year, we did a build with Associated Bank right here on Highway 13. And
yeah.
Earlier than that, we were over at Camp Luther in Eagle River and did a build and stuff. So
yeah.
We do have beds available. And I want to make that very clear that those beds are available for children. There's no stipulation that you have to meet. You can, children ages 3 to 17, it doesn't matter what your income is. It doesn't matter what your anything is.
Yeah.
You just can apply, and we will come and deliver a bed.
What a unique ministry, but it's something that anybody who's shopped for a new bed know that they're not cheap.
No.
So, Jan, that's a very unique ministry, but when you mention it, it's just like, okay, that makes sense, right?
Well, how many people think that there are children without beds, but then when it's out there, it's amazing what children that are missing a bed, and you should see their faces when we deliver them.
Yeah.
They're so excited to get this bed, and they don't only get just the bed, they get the bedding as well. So there's a new mattress, there's a new pillow, colorful covers, sheets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if people have any questions, 762-4107, is that a good number for them to call? Is that the church? Or?
That's at the church.
Okay.
And certainly those people, yeah. And
okay.
Then certainly looking at us online or on Facebook, and Sleep in Heavenly Peace has a presence there. That's
right. It's a national organization, but then the local folks like you just localize it real fast here because we're building them. Literally, I mean, the pieces are there. You're just kind of putting them together. Is that a good way to put it?
When we say a build day, we actually are making the pieces. And then when we deliver, we assemble the bed.
Okay. All right.
So,
All right.
So we'll be making headboards and sideboards and the slats.
And dipping and branding them.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So that is Saturday. You can come 9 to 10. For some singing, dancing, and clapping along and worshiping, or if you want to, and then the bed building, and then we'll have some lunch that'll be served, right?
Correct.
All right. All at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. That's where the farmer's market is, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. Any questions, you can give a call to the Christ the Servant Church or message them on social media. All right. Anything else? Did we hit it all?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows that they're welcome, whether they can come for a few minutes and check out what we're all about, or if they want to come the whole time, that's great.
Well, and participate. It's amazing the different levels of tool using, that you can have. We've had some pounding. We have some power screws and
So
it's a lot of fun.
So whether they want to just see how the whole process goes, maybe check out the organization, or maybe they're in need of a bed or know of someone who does. Any of that is mm-hmm. good for Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Christ is Serving Lutheran Church. Very good. Thank you to both of you. Beth, Jan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it. It is 8:49. We will get to those birthdays, I promise, coming up in a moment here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right. Sometimes reality is the morning show guy is very unorganized. You see, initially we had Keith Crispell, the superintendent of Prentice. We were in discussion about when we were going to do this, and we finally locked in the third Wednesday of each month at 8:30. But for some reason on my calendar, I didn't write that down. I knew he was going to be calling at some point today, so I think thanks to Keith for the patience on that. But we'll have Prentice School updates the third Wednesday of the month at 8:30 here on Reality Radio. We archive the shows too at 98qcountry.com when it's all done. Happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Frankowitz, who are celebrating an anniversary today. So the mother cook. And son Wesley, all wishing both of you a very, very happy anniversary, and that is today. We got Arlene Morrison also, who is celebrating a birthday today. Arlene, happy birthday to you from your family. What did I mess up?
Mother is cookie. Testing
one. What's that?
The mother is cookie. Just wanted to...
Oh, cookie. Sorry. Okay, cookie. Gotcha. All right. Oh, cookie. I see. Okay, so yeah, okay. Oh, the cook. I said the cook then. Okay. Well, she's probably the good cook, too. So Cookie and son Wesley. So the Frankowitz happy anniversary. All right, put that over there. Let's get to, it's going to get better, I guarantee. This is reality. I love reality radio. Sometimes it's just a rough road. We got other people celebrating today besides just you guys, celebrities. Mark Brunell, the old lefty quarterback there for Jacksonville Jaguars. A few years back, he's 55 today. Matthew Settle, the actor from TV's Gossip Girl, is celebrating a 56th wedding anniversary today. Matthew Settle, the actor from TV's, Joe Bast, he had it on here twice. Joe Bastianich, 57 today. Careful, Joel. New York chef and restaurant owner, 57 here today. Who else do we have that you might recognize? Elvira, one of us. She was on the morning show many years back on Halloween. Elvira, who comes out at Halloween and you see her on displays at the grocery store and stuff. The ghoulish and sexy TV hostess and actress. Her real name is Cassandra Peterson. She's Elvira. She is 74 today. And she's one of us on the morning show. Good for us. John Ritter, the son of actor and singer Tex Ritter, best known from Three's Company, of course. Played the guy of the Three's Company. Born in 1948. He passed in 2003 from a heart defect on his 55th birthday. David Souter, the Supreme Court Justice, retired in 2009, celebrating an 86th birthday today. Anne Bancroft, Oscars. 1963 Best Actress for The Miracle Worker. Was nominated for many others, too. Anne Bancroft, born on this day, 1931, passed 2005. Roddy McDowall, Planet of the Apes guy. Still, I love the original Planet of the Apes. Still like that movie. Creeps me out, but I love it. 1928, Roddy McDowall. He passed in 1998. And Hank Williams, the original. There's a Hank Williams Jr., there's a Hank Williams Sr., there's Hank Williams III. But the hard-living country legend passed away at the age of 29 of a heart attack. And the music of Hank Williams and his siblings and relatives lives on. 1923, Hank, the original, was born, passed back in 1953. One more rolling in for me to mess up here today. What's that? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Kabarik.
Yes, not whatever I've written.
Oh, I see. So that wasn't me messing up. See, it's contagious, Rachel. See, you hang around me long enough. So it's it's Mr. and Mrs. Kabarik who are on the anniversary list from Cookie and the whole crew there. So there we go. All right. We have unjustly done no just we messed it up. So we'll get to our monthly visit with the folks from Embrace. That's coming up. The 9 o'clock hour can only get better. Hang with us here on Reality Radio. September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
All right, a few other events to talk about that are going on around the area. Of course, the Farmers Market is happening. It's always a weekly event every Wednesday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church here in Park Falls. That runs through October 15th each Wednesday. And you want some cucumber? This is a good time of the year because people are cleaning up their plants and stuff like that. It's a good time to get some cucumbers if you can preserve them by canning or something. Good for you. Zucchinis, the pumpkins, the gourds, all that stuff. Still a good array of items out there at the Park Falls Farmers Market, and they're running that from 2 until 5:30 today, 2 until 5:30. And everything is either made or produced or right here in the area, right here in the region. So a little bit of everything there, Park Falls Farmers Market, Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, Highway 13 here in Park Falls today from 2 until 5:30. If you love old tractors, they're having a tractor and threshing show. The 20th year they've been doing this. It is the Northern Aged Iron 20th Anniversary Tractor and Threshing Show. And it's happening Saturday and Sunday. And this is happening up in High Bridge, north of Park Falls, south of Ashland, about 20 miles south of Ashland, about 30, 40 miles north of Park Falls. There is an admission, a $5 show button admission to get in for the event. And I'm sure you can probably Google Northern Aged Iron Tractor and Threshing Show for more information on that. So that's a nice event coming up this weekend if you're into that stuff. The folks over at Park Falls True Value are doing a little brat sale, a fall brat and barbecue sale at their place. That'll be on Saturday from 11 until 2, and they have some demonstrations going on out front with that's the parent-teacher organization's putting that on, so that's where the money's going to go. And they have demonstrations of some new products and stuff going on outside also, and that's at Park Falls True Value, and that is on Saturday. Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, open every Saturday, and they'll be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can find out more at thelordscupboard.org, the website, the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry Facebook page. And September is Hunger Action Month, by the way. And during Hunger Action Month, the Lord's Cupboard is encouraging people to drop off non-perishable food items. And some of the participating drop boxes, Forward Bank, they always have one at Forward Bank. We've got one right here at 98Q. You can just drop in, put a few cans of soup in the box on the front counter. Wheelway has one. State Farm Insurance has one. Park Manor has one. And there's several others throughout. So if you see one of those, it says Hunger Action Month, has the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. You can put some non-perishable food items in there. You can always make a monetary donation for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry at any Forward Bank. You just drive through or go inside to a Forward Bank, and you can make a deposit and just say it's for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. It will go right into their account. And all that money stays right here in Price County in the surrounding area. And the food pantry every year distributes about almost 100 tons of food. There's about 3 to 4 there's about 60 to 70 tons of food, about 4 to 5 tons of food every month that go out the door at the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. It's all volunteers. There's no administrative costs. So you know when you give locally to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, it's going right back into the community, which has supported that pantry for a long time. We continue to have a discussion at the pantry how many years it's been around, and it always changes every time. It's been around a long time, well over 30 years. We will get you updated on a couple of other community events. Hold on. And Allie will join us from Embrace also. Hour 2 of Reality Radio begins with a news update.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady in Britain for their second state visit. That was as they arrived. They're having lunch now with the King and Queen at Windsor Castle. Earlier, they toured the ground with them and the Prince and Princess of Wales. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy fired her and told a congressional panel 2 weeks ago that he let her go because she told him she was untrustworthy. Susan Munaro, former head of the CDC, strongly denies that and said she was fired because she wouldn't rubber stamp regulatory direction, not based on science. Today, she'll have her turn before Congress. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Here on Capitol Hill, Kennedy remains under